The word today is hell. Welcome to The Word Today with pastor and Bible teacher Paul Schrader. Satan rebelled against God, and he and the evil angels that followed him were cast out of heaven. When Christ returns on Judgment Day, Satan and his followers will be confined to hell. He and those that served him will be confined there eternally. Here to review this important subject is Pastor Paul Schrader on The Word Today, Hell.
On the east side of Jerusalem, there is a valley. And as you know, Jerusalem is on many hills. I guess some people would call them mountains. They're not real high mountains, but they certainly are evident that it's a very hilly area. And therefore, there are many valleys. And on the east side of Jerusalem, as if you were going straight east, you would see the Mount of Olives. And between the Mount of Olives and Jerusalem, which is a very short distance, less than a quarter of a mile, is the valley that is used to describe what hell is like in the Holy Scriptures. Sometimes people wonder why it is that the word hell doesn't appear in the Bible. Actually, the word that appears there is the word Gehenna, which is the name of this valley. And it is a picture of what hell is like. So when they use the word Gehenna to talk about the most evil, the most corrupt, the most distasteful, the most horrible spot on earth, that is Gehenna, and that is the reference to hell. In other words, instead of trying to locate it, we don't know where hell is located. It could be somewhere entirely different than where the earth is now. It's a waste of time to try to figure out where hell is. That's not the important point. The point is to realize that hell is a real place, and that there is going to be a place where the condemned who disobeyed God and did not accept Jesus as their Savior, where they are going to spend eternity with Satan. You remember that hell came about as the place where God confined the evil angels. Now, they are not confined in the sense that they can't leave there right now, because they can circulate here on earth, and there are evil angels around us here on earth, and Satan himself can even wander around down here on the earth. We are warned about that. He is down here trying to get as many people to fall away from God as he possibly can, and he is in combat with God for the souls of people. He wants us to not follow Christ, to not be saved. He wants us to be damned and confined to hell with him. But you recall there was a battle in heaven. Now, we're not told a whole lot about it, but it is explained in the Scriptures that among the angels who had been given a perfect will, they could decide whether to follow Christ or not and obey God or not. And they had one of the chief angels. He was an archangel. He was one of the greatest. And he decided that he wanted to be like God. You know, that's the basic sin, pride and jealousy, all those things. That's the basic sin of anybody. It was the sin of Satan himself, and he was called Lucifer. He was named as light. He was a brilliant angel, but he became jealous of God and wanted to be just like God. And so he organized a group of angels, possibly as many as a third of the angels followed him. And he rebelled against God and was cast out of heaven by God. And this is how hell came into the picture. He was confined to that region eternally. Now, he is free to roam around here on the earth, as I mentioned earlier. But on Judgment Day, when Christ comes again, and it's the end of the earth as we know it today, when that day comes, he will be confined to hell. And all those who followed him and rejected Jesus will be confined to hell with him, and there will be eternal suffering there. You know, some people try to make a mockery out of hell, and they say, well, I don't know if there is such a place, and if I go there because I deny Jesus, believe me, I'll have a lot of company. Ho, ho, ho. They think that's a joke, as though they're going to have a lot of friends there and a lot of company there. Well, let me tell you something. Hell is going to be such a place, and we're given a lot of detail on hell. As a matter of fact, Scripture talks quite a bit about hell. I have in front of me right here as I'm speaking to you at least 50 different passages. I could just go down the line. Just trust me. It is mentioned over and over and over again throughout Scripture, not only Old Testament, but also New Testament. It's mentioned in both Old and New Testament, and probably more often in the New Testament as I look at these references here, all the way from the beginning of the Gospels all the way to the revelation of St. John at the end of the New Testament. Now, what is described is a place that is going to be free of all love and mercy and tenderness and goodness and totally corrupt. It is totally evil. So those that think they're going to have friends there are terribly misguided and uninformed. There won't be any friends there. Just think of it. You know, I had my beginning of my ministerial training was in the hospital chaplaincy. Let me tell you, I've been on many, many wards of hospitals where there's beds next to beds next to beds. I've been in those places where somebody that's dying in agony of cancer isn't rejoicing because next to them, a few feet away, is another person dying. They're not thrilled by that, and they're not comforted by that, and they're not feeling any companionship with that person. They're both dying. And so it's miserable. And what you have in hell is eternal death. That's a constant, continuous dying without being able to die. It goes on forever and ever. It's eternal. Just as heaven is eternal, where perfect joy and peace and happiness is forever without end, so hell would be the total misery and the total failure. Now, there's going to be physical pain and torture there. And last week on our program, as I referred to the Gospel of St. Luke in the 10th chapter, where it said it was going to be more terrifying in hell for those of Chorazin and Bethsaida and Capernaum than it would be for those that are going to be in hell as a result of their destruction in Sodom and Gomorrah. And the reason, as I gave you last week, was that the three cities on the north shore of the Sea of Galilee, where Jesus had his headquarters, had a far better opportunity and a much more often opportunity to see the miracles of Jesus and hear the teaching and preaching of Jesus. So they were rejecting far more severely and far more evilly than were the people in Sodom and Gomorrah. The people in Sodom and Gomorrah would be judged. They will be in hell also, but will not receive as severe a punishment as those in the other three cities. So there will be degrees of punishment. Now there will be physical pain. The Bible speaks of fire and the judgment of God. There will be I think the far more terrifying things are the psychological pains that those in hell will have. They know they've missed the boat, and the boat isn't coming back. There is no separate opportunity. There is no reversal for them. They are confined forever to hell, and in that torment will suffer in anguish forever. It's like having no friends, no hope. If you talk about heaven being the fulfillment of our hope and joy, hell is just the opposite. No joy, no hope. Think of total despair and depression. My goodness, you wouldn't want to wish that upon your worst enemy. It is the end of ends. It is the torment of the soul, knowing they had the opportunity and didn't take it. and it's not coming back. The shame and the evil and the endless punishment. You know, it is, and some of that is going to be severe. Take a look at the second chapter of James, verse 13. Or look at Revelation, the 14th chapter, verses 10 and 11. And the degrees of torment that I was referring to. Luke 10, verse 12 is the one I talked about last week. You can take a look at Matthew 23, verse 13. Take a look at also verse 15 there of Matthew 23. You can look at Matthew 11, verse 22 to 24. There are all kinds of references and parallel passages and places that you can look. Now, this is a real place, and it's a real time. This is not a joke. This is something where you will be forever and eternally separated from God and separated from heaven. There will be no comfort, no joy, no peace, no forgiveness, just total sorrow. And that valley that I was referring to just east of Jerusalem, as you go toward the Mount of Olives, was called Gehenna because it was a terrible, terrible place where Ahaz had instituted a fire worship. They sacrificed little babies there. It was just horrible, and it became the city dump, and the criminals that wouldn't be buried were dumped there, and their bodies would rot there. It was terrible. So the most horrible, terrible, stinking, on-fire place that you could think of was the Valley of Gehenna, and that's why that word is used in the New Testament to describe hell. We are told of many, many places in the Bible how beautiful heaven is, and hell is going to be like the Valley of Gehenna. That's why that word is used in the New Testament to describe what hell is. May God give you the grace and mercy to never have any one of your loved ones, friends, or family ever, ever go to hell.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We always appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for the Word today. We would really enjoy hearing from you, so why don't you take a moment and write us a note today? And when you write, be sure to request the booklet by Pastor Paul Schrader, entitled Armor. Pastor Schrader gives important insight on spiritual warfare and tells how a believer can be prepared to be a soldier using the gifts and strength of God. Ask for your free copy when you write to us at The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. That's The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. Please remember that your financial gift helps this program to stay on the air. Also, your free will offerings help us add new stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. You may be interested to know that we also broadcast in 46 foreign languages. Please pray that God will help us continue to expand. Once again, our address is The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. That's The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. Every week at this time, we bring you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your life. We hope you'll join us again next week for The Word Today.